On 990 WDEO, 1440 WMAX, and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet.
Catholic Radio in Metro Detroit. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the Internet at WDEO.net.
Is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on Word of Life, the Family Feud. Got family conflict? We'll help you restore the peace. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to life. The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want for him.
Practical. Theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, is your family fussing and fighting and feuding? We are talking about the family feud today on More to Life. If you've got family conflict, we'll help you restore the peace. Give us a call at 877-573-7825 and tell us what situations, challenges, or issues are causing conflict in your family. And that's either your nuclear family or your extended family.
Sure.
We are here to help you with all those relations to get along better than you are right now.
Well, you know, Greg, I think at a time where, you know, we're looking at such a difficult time for so many people, where we're looking at such devastation, it brings us up short and makes us say, what is really important?
Sure.
And what we realize is really important is our relationship with God and our relationship with each other. That's what it comes down to. And we might want to say, well, then all those petty arguments are just too petty to worry about. You know, we have to be very grandiose and spiritual about this. But that's the wrong way to look at this. We have to look at this and say, God is calling us to love one another, to live in unity with one another, and we have to start under our own roof and with the people that he's called us into family relationships with, whether those are, as you said, the people we share our lives with day to day, the extended family, the in-laws that we've married into that God has said, yep, they're yours now. You know, whatever that is, we owe it to ourselves in our own growth as people of God. We owe it to those other people because God has put us in relationship with each other. And we owe it to God to become everything that we can be as individuals and as family, to learn how to love, to learn how to make peace, and to be a light in the world that needs that right now. And if we don't learn anything else from seeing everything that's going on right now that has us so concerned, so distracted, so upset, is that we have to turn to really loving each other and settling these conflicts we so often find ourselves in, whether they're little petty day-to-day things that gnaw us and drive us crazy, or those bigger things that have us not really even wanting to be in relationship anymore.
So let's talk it through. If you've got some conflict in your family, whether that's with your spouse and kids, or your extended family, or outlaw in-laws, you name it, we're here for you. 877-573-7825. Again, the question, what situations, challenges, or issues are causing conflict in your family? We want to help you find some peace in your home and in your larger family as well. 877-573-7825. Lisa, you mentioned all the folks who are suffering under Hurricane Harvey, especially those in Houston, but it's moving toward Louisiana
spreading
now, and Baton Rouge, all the whole area. So if you please, I just ask all of our listeners that you can help the victims of Hurricane Harvey through a special fund that's been set up by the Knights of Columbus. I'm really encouraging all of you to take a moment to go to kofc.org.
That's so those are the letters kofc.org.
And when you're there, click the box marked Help Hurricane Victims. That's kofc.org to pledge your support for the relief efforts to help victims of Hurricane Harvey. Please take care of that and obviously lift all of those who are suffering under this storm in your prayers, but please also give your money to this really worthwhile effort to help the victims of Hurricane Harvey.
Absolutely, you know, and there are so many of us who think, oh, well, just giving money, that's not enough. There are a lot of folks who have made it down. There are a lot of people who have done what they can hands-on. But, of course, the more people are down there, the more people have to find a place to rest their heads at night. So if you're anywhere else in the country and you're thinking it's not enough, it is. You are fueling the people who can actually do that hands-on work. So, again, KOFC.org. We'll get those people a lot of the help that they need.
And when you're there, just click the box marked Help Hurricane Victims. And again, that's KOFC.org. We're going to take your calls about family conflict and resolving those tensions in your nuclear or extended family. We want to know what are those situations, challenges, or issues causing conflict in your family. In addition to taking your calls, we're going to be sharing several more to life hacks for resolving those family feuds. We'll be sharing those throughout the program, so I hope you stick around for that. But it's going to be a lot of fun today on More to Life as we talk about how to create greater peace in your family out of the conflicts that are currently boiling around you.
Because nobody thinks conflict is fun. Nobody wants their family to be fraying at the edges through either the day-to-day stuff or those larger issues that really can fractionalize a family. But we can bring healing. We can do things to really help take us in the right direction and bring God's grace into those situations. So let's help you do that today at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
You know, looking at this whole question of families feuding and fussing from the perspective of the theology of the body, we're reminded that families are meant to be schools of love, where adults and children together learn all the lessons of living a loving, responsible, generous, peaceful, godly life. That's the goal, right? But as we know, sometimes lessons are hard to learn, and family life can sometimes look more like a school of war than a school of love, and that's unfortunate, but true. And it is true in this fallen world that some family relationships aren't going to be healed this side of heaven, but we really are literally called to die trying, if you will, to make our families, that one corner of the world we have the greatest influence over, reflect that civilization of love to which all Christians are called to spend their lives building. And so we want to spend some time with you today building that civilization of love in your corner of the world by helping you bring greater peace in your family at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
And that's whether you're going through it at the moment, it's been hanging around you for a long time, or maybe you're just kind of nervous about it as the season changes, perhaps as the kids go back to school, and you know, there's going to be conflict. You know, there's going to be figuring out the schedules, getting them to do their homework, making it all work. How do I bring some peace into this for a good year, or change things up that have been really gnawing at you for a while? We're here for you today. 877-573-7825.
Let's take our concerns to the Lord. We'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we thank you for this opportunity to spend this time with you and all the good people who are tuning in right now. Lord, first and most importantly, we lift up all of those victims of Hurricane Harvey, that we would ask that you would be with all of those folks who are suffering and help us to respond generously and thoughtfully to all of those who are struggling right now. Be with all of those who are affected by this terrible, terrible storm. Lord, we also ask a special measure of your grace for all those families that are listening today that might not be getting along with each other, that are feuding around some issue, some challenge or situation that's causing conflict either in their home or in the extended family. Lord, your servant Pope St. John Paul the Great reminded us that families were to be schools of love, where we work together to learn all the lessons that help us live an abundant life. But so often, families are really torn apart by conflict, disagreement, the inability to see eye to eye or share values or even respect one another. And so, Lord, we bring all those broken families to you, and we ask you to fix them in your generosity. Give us all the grace, the wisdom, the fortitude that we need to be peacemakers in our families, not people who just settle for quiet and absence of conflict, but real peacemakers who are able to work for effective, godly, grace-filled solutions in our families. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
So what situations, challenges, or issues are causing conflict in your family? Today on More to Life, we're talking about the family feud. If you've got family conflict, we're going to help you restore the peace at 877-573-7825.
We're talking with a listener now who's listening to EWTN Radio on Ave Maria Radio in Michigan.
Hey there, listener. Welcome to More to Life. What's your question for us?
Well, my parents were divorced in 1984. My father, after 27 years of marriage, my father divorced my mother to marry his first cousin. And this is only legal in two states in the union after childbearing years. And it, needless to say, devastated our entire family. I stood with my mom. And then shortly after that, my sister was divorced. And my mom had gone through an annulment process. We were all cradle Catholics. My mom had gone through the annulment process, and after 12 years of being divorced, she never ever thought she would be remarried. And she did receive a dispensation because members of the family and the man she ended up marrying were deceased, and so there were no witnesses still living. So anyway, she was given a dispensation, which was the equivalent of a positive outcome in the annulment, and she did remarry. And anyway, she had also counseled my sister toward going through the process of annulment, but my sister was not interested. And she entered a second marriage without benefit of annulment. They were both baptized Christians, married in the Catholic and actually Greek Orthodox churches. And my mom, as I said, counseled my sister toward annulment, and I was really sad to learn that my sister was not interested. Well, then, when my sister was about 20 years ago remarried in her second marriage to a man who was in his third marriage with her, without benefit of annulment, and our estrangement is over the fact I just found out recently. I just turned 60, and my sister is 57 years old today. And she recently told me not to contact her again, and this was over me standing for our church through Jesus' teachings through our Catholic Church in terms of her and her husband living in the state of adultery without having been through the procedure of annulment.
Okay, so the situation, as I understand it, then the situation is that your sister has become offended that you are pushing her to kind of get this annulment, and she's not interested, and so that's become an issue between you and her at this point. Is that?
Well, I'm not pushing her. I after she was married, she called me 3 months later to ask me if I had fun at the wedding, and I was incomplete. This was in, I don't know, like 1993 or something.
We're going back a ways, though. I guess what I'm trying to figure out is what's going on now and what can we help you with
today?
Yeah,
because you said, 1993 to now, and then just recently she said, don't contact me anymore.
Yeah, so something happened.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back on this?
I attended her wedding with my family. We brought a gift.
This is in 93, though, right?
Yes.
And I'm asking you to focus. What's happened this week that she asked you not to contact her on her birthday?
It wasn't this week. It was around Thanksgiving last year that she told me not to contact her again, because every time I've tried to reach out to her, it's been through the Catholic Church, through in terms of a going to, she has MS, and to take her to the Father Solanus Casey Center.
Okay. Okay. So what I'm hearing you say here, and this is very hard on all of us, because I get it, all right? I absolutely get it. You want your sister to have a faithful life. You want your sister to live in right order. You want your sister to go to heaven. You want, these are good and wonderful things to want. And I understand your passion and the need to do that and to share it with her. But along the road of doing this, often we all, Greg and I have done it, everybody does it, we fall into a place where instead of being with that person and helping them feel like you love them enough to want what's truly best for them, they suddenly feel like they're your project. Like all you're saying is you're not good enough, you're doing everything wrong, you're going to have terrible consequences, and on and on. And they don't feel like a person anymore, and they begin to resent us because they feel like a project instead of like a person who's loved.
Yeah, and so it's important to want the best for the people that we love, to want the best for our families, and to do what we can to lead them to Christ. But that doesn't mean making them into a project. And really, despite your best intentions and the goodness of your heart, I think your sister feels like she's become a thing. She's become your project to fix instead of a sister to love and relate to. And my encouragement to you at this point would be to find ways. First of all, I'd apologize. I know, again, even though your heart's been in the right place and your intentions are good, I would apologize for making her into a project and saying, you know, listen, I really do want what's best for you, and I really do believe that these things would be, but I'm sorry that I have made you into a project, you know, for these last 20 years. And I want to have a relationship with you that doesn't just focus on changing you. I want to have a relationship with you that focuses on loving you and letting you be my sister. And over time, as that relationship strengthens, you can let God work through you to witness to her and call her to greater holiness, to call her to greater perfection in Christ. But you can't make that the end all and be all of your entire relationship. You know, she's struggling with MS. She's struggling with a lot of different issues emotionally and spiritually, physically. She needs you to be there for her in lots of different ways, including this issue as well. But your whole relationship has become defined by that for the last almost 30 years, really, and that's on you. And at any time we as faithful people allow our faith to become a wedge that drives people. That doesn't mean we don't set boundaries. It doesn't mean we don't stand up for what's true and what's good and what's right. That doesn't mean. But it's all about the way we do it. You know, and Pope Francis talks a lot about accompaniment, the idea of taking the long view with people, entering into relationship with them, not hiding, not throwing our faith under the bus, not hiding what's true or what we believe, not refusing to set boundaries or stand up for what's right, but doing it in a way that allows us to maintain our relationship with others and let them know that we're invested in them, not invested in changing them, per se. So that's where I'd ask you to go. I'd ask you, since today is her 57th birthday, I'd ask you to write her a letter and give her the gift of an apology and say that you'd like to move forward, that yes, you wish that she would, her life would come into line with the church, and you wish that she would be in a different place with all that. But for now, you want to lay that aside and really restore this relationship with her because you understand that you're family and you need each other, and you want to be there for her through her struggles in whatever way she needs you to be. And then bring the relationship over the whole time. Bring the relationship to God and ask Him over the long haul to find ways to let you open her heart to Him. Thanks for your call. 877-573-7825 is the toll-free number to call. What situations, challenges, or issues are causing conflict in your family, whether that's your nuclear or your extended family? We're talking about the family feud today on More to Life. If you've got family conflict, we want to help you restore the peace at 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our first More to Life hack, for resolving those family feuds, and that's make time.
You can't resolve family conflict if you don't have the time to work it out. The drive to school or the holiday meal are terrible times to try to have a serious discussion about anything, much less identify real solutions to family problems. If there's an issue in your family worth being frustrated about, it's worth making real time to handle.
Now make sure that you're carving out a little time every day with your spouse and your kids to talk over dinner or some other time, not just about what happened that day, but about what you need from each other to feel cared for. For example, you might ask, what do we need to do to take good care of each other today, the rest of the day, to feel cared for by each other the rest of this evening? You know, this way, you can either focus on just building rapport and with positive actions, or you can take the time to address issues that need to be addressed. If you want to address conflict in an extended family, make time to build the rapport you need to show them that you're invested in the relationship, not just addressing your agenda, like we were talking about with our last caller. Either way, resolving family feuds really takes time, so make that time if it's important to you. 877-573-7825. We are talking about family conflict on our show titled The Family Feud. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. We'll help you through those situations, challenges, or issues that are causing division and conflict in your family. More to Life will be back right after these messages.
The mystery of death has troubled and fascinated humanity since the beginning of time. Our own experiences of mourning deceased family members and friends teach us the deep longing of the human heart for hope in the face of death. Many Catholics have lost a clear sense of how to face this experience with faith and peace. Planning funeral services in advance is not only a gift to our family and friends, but it is an affirmative way to embrace our own call to resurrection. Please take this time to call your local parish or diocese about pre-planning your cemetery and funeral rites. This message brought to you by Catholic Management Services.
Fire on the Earth, Peter Herbeck.
The deepest thing going on in your life, if you've been baptized into Christ, no matter what mountains you may be climbing and massive success you might be having in your life and things you're putting your hand to, or maybe you're suffering profoundly through sickness or deep emotional struggles, pain, rejection, that whole continuum of human experience, it doesn't set us outside God's action and purpose. Even though you're suffering in this life, the Holy Spirit, if you've received Him in baptism, confirmation, or turning your heart to Him, He's literally leading you to be conformed to Christ and wants to take you from one degree of glory to the next. Even if you're bedridden, this is what He's doing in you. He's going to bring about in you each step of the way as He teaches you to love, even in that moment, as He teaches you how to say no to your flesh and yes to Him, and to receive His will in your life each day in the simple way that you can do it. And God's glory is revealed in you in that moment. And He's going to lead you to a complete glory as He leads you into the presence of God the Father, ultimately, when we pass from this life to the next. Let God show forth His glory in you.
Peter Herbeck spreads fire on the earth, weekday mornings at 6:30, and again at 11:45 on 990 Ave Maria Radio.
Conflict, upheaval, especially in our family lives, can cause us to feel out of sync with God, out of sync with each other, just wrong in ourselves. We can help you get back into grace with God and the people that you are sharing your life with. Here today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we are taking your calls about family conflict, whether that's between you and your spouse and kids, your in-laws, your family, you name it. If the conflict is affecting your family and you want to bring a little more peace to your corner of the world, give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
You know, Greg, as we look at what's going on in the world right now, often when terrible things happen, we hear a particular line of advice from people who are hurting or who are experiencing it some way. And what they'll say is, hug your family. Draw closer to your family, because through this we see what's really important. That's easier said than done, you know? None of us walk around saying, I'm just going to be really cold to everybody and have distance in my family. And suddenly we see something terrible and go, oh, I guess I'll be warm and affectionate and everything will just be great. Family life is hard. It's really hard. You've got all these individual people with individual personalities, needs, fears, and they can conflict with each other. They can rub each other the wrong way. They can cause stuff that makes it hard to be everything we're called to be and want to be. And if you're having a tough time with that, with somebody in your family, close or extended, we're here to help you today to set things right and to be able to be a little closer, feel a little bit more love in that family situation. So give us a call on More to Life today at 877-573-7825.
And with that, we're talking with Emma, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Hey, Emma, welcome to More to Life.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. I am calling just kind of confused and just need some guidance on if we need to address possibly an anger issue with a sister of ours. And because in the past and just recently, she's dealt with her anger and has lashed out at people, you know, friends, or not just friends, I should say family, really family. And some of it may have gotten physical. And so we just need to know how to address it with her. Do we need to have a family intervention and talk to her to say she's affecting everybody? And
when you say it's affecting the family, how is it affecting the family? Just sort of spell this out for me so I have a better sense of what's going on.
Quickly, my mom is due to have open heart surgery next month, and a family member stepped in to help her. She is financially strapped. Not my mother, but my sister. And to be able to fly her to the destination where my mom's going to be having her surgery. And she offered to pay for her plane ticket. She said, yes, I can pay you back. At one point or another, she rejected the plane ticket. But the plane ticket had already been purchased at a discount price. It can't be refunded. It can't be returned. She can't get her money back. So she was conflicted, I guess, in having to pay for it. She was given the option of if you can't go, you know, or if you want to go still, please, you don't have to pay me now. You can pay me whenever you can. Just be there for your mom. And with that, I think it turned into possibly her thinking she was a charity case. I have no idea, but she turned around to that person that had already paid the ticket and just lashed out at her and brought up so many things. And it could have been a jealousy thing because it is a niece.
All right. Emma, I'm going to ask you to stay on over the break, okay? I don't mean to do that to you, but just want to make sure that we're giving you the time that you need to address your question. So we're going to be talking with Emma. We're continuing to take your calls about dealing with family conflict when More to Life returns. After the break, stick around. We'll have more great ideas for resolving that family conflict in your household. Stick around.
This is Peter Herbeck from Fire on the Earth. How free is your faith? Whatever your response, you can find your way to more through the Five Keys of Unbound, a powerful model of prayer for freedom and spiritual healing. Whether you're seriously stuck or just feeling cramped, Unbound will help you move forward into the life God always has meant for you. Unbound study groups are starting up this fall in various locations around the area. Visit unboundmichigan.net to register and find out about other events and opportunities. That's unbound-michigan.net.
More to Life is brought to you in part by the Ave Maria Mutual Funds, investment funds that are designed and screened to be pro-life and pro-family. Six different Ave Maria Mutual Funds are available to help you reach your long-term investment objectives, smart investing, and Catholic values. The number to learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds is 866-AVE-MARIA. That's 866-283-6274 or at AveMariaFunds.com.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, inviting you to join me as we explore some of the deepest questions that arise in our hearts, questions that shape the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we live. For all of these questions, Christ is the answer.
Our individual and corporate relationships with the Lord, our relationship to the church, the precepts of the church, our relationships with the world and the culture that surrounds us. Father Ricardo discusses these things and more, all from a Catholic perspective on Christ is the answer. Listen to Christ is the Answer Wednesday evenings at 8, Saturday evenings at 6, and Sunday mornings at 11 on 990 WDEO, 1440 WMAX, and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet.
Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the image of the invisible God. He points us to our destiny. He reveals the dignity of the human person. He is the one who makes known the Father. Christ is the Answer.
I'm Lisa Popchak. Many people say that after baby comes, marital intimacy is over. But that is absolutely not true. You just need to be creative. Greg and I love going out on dates to parks, performances, and restaurants. So after we had our children, we still went out on dates. But we brought the baby along. We sat by an exit, asked for a to-go box with the meal as soon as it came, and brought quiet activities for the baby. We went to a few favorite places repeatedly. And most of all, we went into the date expecting an adventure. While you may occasionally have to leave a restaurant or an event with a fussy baby, chances are the date will work out just fine, and you can maintain the intimacy with your spouse without sacrificing bonding time with your new baby. Your social life isn't over when a new baby comes. In fact, it's just beginning to get interesting. For more Catholic parenting tips, visit us at moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And we're talking about family conflict today on our show titled The Family Feud. If you've got family conflict, we'll help you restore the peace. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Before the break, we were talking with Emma, who was calling us from Texas. She wanted to know about how to help her sister, who is dealing with some anger problems. A friend had offered to purchase a ticket so that her sister could visit their mom.
And indeed did purchase it.
Yeah, and then the sister decided that she didn't want to go after all, and now she's sort of on the fence about paying it back, and then she lashed out at the person who bought the ticket, and that's where we are. Emma, are you still with us?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay, so this one situation, is it you're talking, though, about an anger problem with your sister. I mean, is your sister angry in general, or are you mostly concerned about this one situation with the ticket?
I think in general, when she's a single mom, so she is often financially strapped. And so when she's in situations like this, she secludes herself from family, doesn't answer texts, doesn't, you know, respond to, you know, just texts in general, trying to get in touch with her. How are you doing? And she told me, you know, I do seclude myself because I don't want you to know my personal business, and I deal with it better by myself. And that's understandable. But, you know, there's been other situations in the past where maybe she's in that financial instability.
Yeah.
And with that, I think comes anger because she's in that situation.
Sure. Emma, let me ask you, are you far apart geographically?
No. No.
Okay.
We live in the same hometown.
All right. Okay.
Same town. Okay.
All right. So look, I think you need to insinuate yourself here. And because I think that what you're talking about is very possibly what's called an atypical depression. You know, with depression, most people get sad and shut down. Your sister, I think, is lashing out and shutting down. It's the withdrawal, the hiding out from family, the isolating. You know, all of that are classic symptoms of depression. The anger is a little bit different. That's what makes it the atypical thing. But a lot of people who are depressed actually are angry and express it that way instead of shutting down and becoming sad. So my sense is that she really needs a lot of help from you guys, and that her whole kind of, I handle it best by myself, is pride. talking. You know, she needs you guys, and she needs you guys to kind of step in and say, look, this isn't okay. We understand that you're really suffering. We're not attacking you for your anger. We're saying that you have a problem and you need to get some help, and we want to make sure that that happens. So what can we do to help you temporarily, and what can we do to hook you up with the mental health resources that are going to help you respond more effectively to the stress and the struggles that you're going through? You know, yes, I do think that you need to approach her directly and not take no for an answer. But I want to be clear. Don't address this issue in terms of, you know, shame on you for being so angry at this person. Okay? Yeah, she was wrong in the way she treated this person who was very generous in buying that ticket for her. But if you make it about that, that's just going to aggravate what I think is the depression.
And she's going to get very defensive. Sure.
Well, and it's going to isolate her even more. Yep. She'll just say, well, I don't want to have anything to do with you. It's going to be hard enough to confront her about this at all. Right, but I think if you're going to confront her, you need to confront her helpfully and say, listen, I know that you only act that way when you're suffering, when you're going through a really bad time. That's just not like you normally. So I know you really must be going through it. And it's not okay that you treated that person that way, but I'm more concerned with you and how you're doing and what you need to kind of get back to who you really are. What can I do to help? Okay? So that's the way to confront her about this. Yes, make the anger the issue. Address it. Don't sweep it under the rug. But address it in a way that says, you know, I know this isn't you, and when you act like this, it's because you're stressed and overwhelmed by the financial burdens that you're under and the pressures of being a single mom, and I'm really kind of concerned that maybe you're depressed. What can we do to help? Okay, so approach it in that more helpful way as opposed to a condemning way, but definitely approach it. Don't let her isolate. Don't let her push herself away from the family. The less she responds to your texts, the more you should be over at her doorstep. Okay? Emma, thanks for the call. If there's more we can do to support you guys, don't hesitate to reach out to us, but this is definitely a time where family really needs to pull together to support that member who's really struggling right now. Thanks for being willing to do that. 877-573-7825. We're talking with you about the family feud today on More to Life. If you've got family conflict, give us a call. We'll help you restore the peace at 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Caroline, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Dallas, Texas, on the Guadalupe Radio Network.
Hey, Caroline, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I listen to your show a lot, and this is the first time I've listened to it live in a while. Just to kind of give you a quick background, I've been married to my husband in January it will be 22 years. We have 5 daughters, ages from 5 to 15. My husband's a great provider. He does love us, but for years now he has been addicted to computer games, or he'll TV binge watch, or he'll research anything he's interested online. He works from home, which has just exacerbated the problem. And I've talked about it with him. I'm going to individual counseling. He doesn't want to go to counseling. I've read a lot of your book, Attachments, and
it's not my book, but yeah, I've recommended it a lot to Dr. Tim Clinton.
One that you recommend, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's not.
I've kind of pegged him as an avoidant attachment and myself as ambivalent attachment. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I mean, at times I literally just want to run away.
Sure.
But I stay for my kids.
Sure. Well, for people who are listening who don't know what that means, just to kind of give the quick version, avoidant attachment is where a person, you know, they don't really need relationship. They don't know what to do with it. They want a relationship because they know they need a relationship to look normal to everybody else. But once they've got you, they're content to just be by themselves and completely ignore you, and they don't understand why you want anything from them, or want them to give anything to you. Ambivalent attachment or anxious attachment is basically the relationship style where a person kind of believes that they're at fault. It's their job to make the other person love them the way they want to be loved. And even when it isn't their fault, they still feel like it is. And it's really heartbreaking, because in a relationship like Carolyn's describing, the person with that more anxious, ambivalent attachment style is always chasing after the avoidant one, and the avoidant one's always looking for new creative ways to just hide out. And that's basically what your husband's doing. The relationship is working for him. Okay, you know, when you say, you know, I'm in counseling, but my husband won't go, it's always because the relationship is working for that spouse who doesn't want to go to counseling. They don't want to change things because he's avoidant. He's comfortable carving out this little space for him in front of his television and on the internet. And unless you find some way to make this relationship not work for him anymore, he won't be invested in changing it. This is kind of gutsy. And there are people who are going to be hearing the record scratch when I say this, but I would suggest to you that you need to get rid of the TV. Don't ask him. Just get rid of it. Give it to Goodwill. Donate it.
I know that's shocking. There are a lot of people say, he's a full-grown man, and how can you treat him like that?
Because he's behaving like a child, and he's being a terrible influence to your children.
And you're trying to work for his good.
Yeah.
Like, let's come down to that. To truly be loving to someone is to work for their good, and letting them hide behind any kind of media, behind their own comfort zone, is not working for their good or that of your children, which is really vital in this.
Donate the Nintendo, donate the TV, get rid of it. I know that's a radical solution, but unless you make this relationship not work for him, it's never going to work for any of you in this family. So you can't talk to him about it because he knows how to ignore you. He knows how to avoid the conflict. He knows how to avoid you. All he does is turn on the TV and tune you out, right? So get rid of the thing that's getting in the way and say, I love you too much to let this go on. We're getting help. And there's not. And if you can go out and buy another TV if you want, but that's going to Goodwill too the second it comes in the door. Until you show up with me as a counselor and we work on this relationship together and get it to where it needs to be, I am not going to give you a second arrest. That's what it's going to take, because he doesn't want to be your partner in fixing this, because he's avoidant, and that's where he's going to stay unless somebody drags him out of it, and that's going to make it feel really unfair to you, right? Why do I have to be the one who's doing all this work? I get that, I really do, but you're never going to get the connection that you want with this guy unless you find the strength to insist that it happen, because that avoidant person really they don't have a map for taking the initiative in a relationship and saying, this is the way it should be. The avoidant personality really believes that the key to a healthy relationship is everybody leaving each other alone and just going off to their own corners and doing their own thing and bumping into each other once in a while. If you want any more than that, you're going to have to drag him there. Now, people might be listening and say, well, you can't make other people, you know, blah, 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 and you can't make him love you, and you can't make... It's not about making him do anything. It's about insisting that there are certain healthy things that people who have committed to a relationship have to do. And if he wants to be in this relationship, which he clearly does because he's not going anywhere, then he needs to do those things, right? And just insisting that those basic things happen, that's not making anybody do anything. That's insisting that a person live up to their commitment. Okay, so I know that that's probably a surprising answer for you, but I want you to talk with your counselor about finding the courage to really being able to set some real limits that make this an issue for him too, because unless you're able to do that, you're not going to be able to make any progress with this situation. But I can guarantee you that if you do that, you'll get his attention, and he'll start to do something moving closer toward the kind of relationship that God wants to give you and the healing that he needs. Because look, people who have this attachment style, they reject intimacy. What are we going to spend the rest of our eternity doing? Living in intimate communion with God and the communion of saints. Somebody who has that attachment style, only through God's mercy will they be able to make that leap. Because to be in the presence of God and the communion of saints for all of eternity and not be able to relate intimately, that's hell. That's hell right there.
Yeah.
You know. So we're saving this guy from a lifetime of not being able to connect with God.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. 877-573-7825. We're talking with you about the family feud as we discover how to resolve and address family conflict. We're going to share our next more to life hack for resolving those family feuds, which is don't cut corners.
Any effective attempt, at conflict resolution begins by really investing in understanding the other person's perspective. Don't cut corners with family members, especially with your spouse or your kids. We have a tendency to think we already know everything there is to know about our family members, right? We know their wants, their needs, their fears, their motivations. So we don't stop to ask what's really driving their behaviors and their choices. We assume we already know their intentions, and we assume that those intentions are bad.
So look, instead of cutting corners, take the time you need, not just to understand, but actually empathize with why the other member thinks that they're doing whatever they're doing or saying whatever they're saying. Ask them, listen, help me understand what you want or what you're trying to accomplish by saying or doing this and such. I really want to know. When you figure out the needs or intentions motivating their behavior, then you can begin to problem solve by brainstorming other, better ways of meeting those needs. Don't cut corners with conflict resolution with your family. Emphasize empathy, not agendas. 877-573-7825. What situations, challenges, or issues are causing conflict in your family? Give us a call. Let's talk it out together on More to Life when we come back after the break.
Beacon Skin and Surgeries is a comprehensive dermatology center on the border of Troy and Rochester Hills, south of M59, and in Dearborn, west of Telegraph. Beacon Skin and Surgeries perform full skin exams and focus on the diagnosis and treatment of all types of skin cancer and precancerous lesions. All are board certified dermatologists and fellowship trained surgeons. Call 248-852-1900. Beacon Skin and Surgeries, a beacon for patient care. 248-852-1900.
More to Life is underwritten in part by Charity Mobile. Communication is critical, and in today's world, your cellular service is your lifeline to family and friends. Ave Maria Radio and Charity Mobile are partners in communicating the most important message of all, the good news of Jesus Christ. Charity Mobile is a provider of cellular LTE phones and service and has been a proud supporter of Ave Maria Radio and other pro-life causes for more than 10 years. More information at charitymobile.com. Charity Mobile. Charity begins at phone.
When a kid loses a tooth, it's exciting. But an adult has some serious decisions that needs a caring, faithful, and family-oriented dentist like Dr. Maddie with Advanced Dentistry Center. Here's what Dr. Maddie says to those that are deciding between bridges and implants.
While bridges only last 8 to 10 years and damage adjacent teeth, implants last up to 30 years and help prevent bone loss. Plus, they look more natural.
Extremely natural, with Dr. Maddie, who practices the art of dentistry at Advanced Dentistry Center. Conveniently located at 13 Mile and Telegraph. Make the decision to call 248-594-9592 or click AdvancedDentistryCenter.com. Mention Ave Maria and receive 10% off dental implants. Be comfortable knowing that Advanced Dentistry Center's goal is to provide you with the most up-to-date treatments to help you look and feel your best. That's 248-594-9592.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we are talking with you today about family conflict on our show titled The Family Feud, as we help you restore peace in your home and your extended family. Give us a call, 877-573-7825.
We're talking right now with Grace, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network.
Hi, Grace. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Yes, good morning, Doctor, and your wife. I have a problem with my daughter's anger. She moved in with me about 2 months ago. She separated, and she's got three girls, 14, 8, and 2.
Okay.
And as soon as she came in a couple of days after, she said, you know what, I feel like I've lost my independence. And
she said that to you, or you said that to her, Grace? I apologize. Which one of you?
She said that to me.
She said that to you. Okay.
She said that to me. And I felt so terrible. I said, I'm sorry. The thing is that she gets angry at me for trying to be overly helpful with my granddaughters. And like with the washing, because she works, obviously. And, well, that's it in a nutshell. I don't know. She gets angry for it. Like, if I want to volunteer to help with a little one or say something, she just in a very bad mood. And I don't know how to deal with it.
Well, you know, when you have multiple generations of family living under the same roof, it's difficult. And what it requires is you all being a little more intentional about all of this. Okay? And I'm sorry that you're getting that kind of pushback from your daughter. You've been very generous in letting her and her family come back, you know, to live under your home, under your roof. And you don't deserve to be treated with disrespect. At the same time, I think that, you know, when you're all kind of getting in each other's way, it's easy to step on each other's toes like this, especially when it comes to parenting and grandkids and all that. And I think that it's important to really sit down and work out some rules about, you know, what does your daughter want you to be involved with your granddaughter? How does your daughter want discipline to go? Because she is the mom here. I mean, even though she's living under your roof now, she's still the mom. And so you have to respect what her limits are and her ways of dealing with her child are, and to actually be helpful, not just to kind of go in and do what you want to do, but to go to her and say, listen, how could I be helpful for you, right? It's difficult because when you have people living under your roof, you feel like you have a little more latitude, but you still have to respect those
boundaries. Especially when you see that your daughter's hurting from this horrible situation in her life, and you go into mommy mode immediately. Every mother would, and it's how do I help, and how do I make this right, and how do I relieve the burden? And just very much like we were talking about in our last life hack, you forget to ask. You know, okay, how do you want to do this? How can I be a help with the children without taking away your power and your connection to them? How can I be a help with the chores without making you feel like you're not an adult anymore? And really sitting down over a cup of tea or something and just asking and coming up with some guidelines.
And it's okay
together.
To kind of even, you know, I mean, we're not suggesting you sweep the disrespect under the rug. It's
not
okay.
At all.
It's okay to say, listen, you know, you've really hurt my feelings with the way you've been angry with me and lashing out at me, but I think I get it. You know, you feel like I'm stepping on your toes. You feel like I'm taking away your independence. I don't want to do that. I'm just trying to help. So how can we work together here so that you don't feel like you have to lash out at me, but I know what the rules are, you know, so I know how I really can be helpful to you through this time. And if you're able to be a little more intentional about working out what those ground rules can be, about how you can intervene and what you can do that would actually be perceived as being helpful instead of just, you know, grandma swooping in to save the day, which is how it feels to her, then, you know, you'll be able to come up with those respectful boundaries that allow you to be helpful as you want to be, God bless you, while at the same time not stepping all over your daughter's, your daughter's responsibility for being your granddaughter's mom. Okay? Hopefully that'll get you started. If there's more that we can do for you, don't hesitate to give us a call here on More to Life. We'll talk you through the next steps. But really sitting down and talking through what those expectations are and what being helpful would really look like is your next step. 877-573-7825. Speaking of family, our EWTN family's got some great news to share with all of our listeners. We want to congratulate EWTN on opening its first studio and office in the United Kingdom.
That's really exciting.
I'll say, the converted home is located in the historic village of Walsingham, home of one of the most important pilgrimage sites in Europe, the Shrine of Our Lady of Walsingham, which dates back to 1061. The new facility is going to help the network expand its capacity to produce programming for its European channels, as well as incorporating UK content into other channels around the world. So please keep this newest EWTN facility in your prayers. It's the newest member of our EWTN family.
Beautiful growth, beautiful outreach. Wonderful, wonderful to be able to reach out in that way. And I'm telling you what, when they start pilgrimages out there, I'm signing up because that sounds amazing.
I'll say. Let's go to Laurie in Maine, listening on 88.7 FM. Hey, Laurie, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Laurie, are you with us?
I am. Hello.
Hi. What's your question for us?
My question is, how you should give a family member that's gone behind the family's back and taken your mom and had the will changed?
Okay.
So when you say how do you forget? So did your mom pass away?
No, my mom has not passed away, and we've recently found out that my sister has taken our mom and had the will changed.
Mm-hmm. And in what way?
She has taken over everything. We have found out that she took my mom and took everybody off the will except for herself and everything.
And is your mom of diminished capacity in some way?
Well, we're finding out now that our mom was not capable of making her decision. My sister was able to find an attorney to change the will, and we're finding out more and more every day about things that she has said about the family, and she's kind of hating the whole family to make this attorney believe that we're mean to our mom. And we have an attorney now, but it doesn't seem to be going anywhere.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that you're having to deal with this. You know, the fact is, I mean, you've got a legal issue here more than a counseling issue, but the question about forgiveness, I think, is an important one in all of this because, you know, forgiveness doesn't mean not holding another person accountable. Right, I can forgive you, but still insist that you make things right. You know, I can forgive you, but still insist that whatever you did, you undo. You can forgive your sister, but still take her to court. Now, that might sound crazy to people. How can you forgive somebody and then take them to court? Well, forgiveness, according to St. Augustine, means that you surrender your desire for revenge. I don't want to hurt her for having hurt me. I don't want bad things to happen to her. I do want her to do what's right. And if you genuinely feel that she's doing something illegal or immoral, then you have a legal recourse to follow that up and to hold her accountable for that. That doesn't mean that you wish her ill. It just means that you want to set things right. So forgiving her doesn't mean saying, oh, it's okay. It's all fine now. I'm going to pretend that it's okay. You're saying that, look, I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to do any more than I absolutely have to restore the right order here, to see that justice is served. But I'm still going to hold you accountable. So forgiving your sister in this case means not being very careful to not go beyond what you need to do to restore the situation to right order. Slamming her with punitive damages or not smearing her name all over the place or not, you know, attacking her character or whatever. But
keeping just great control of your anger and working on what's truly just.
Exactly, and just addressing the problem. So you can forgive her by surrendering your desire for revenge, even while you hold her accountable for what she's done here, Laurie. Thank you so much for the call. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in today to More to Life. We appreciate your calls and the opportunity to walk with you in restoring greater peace in your family. If you'd like more resources, check us out at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can learn more about our books, watch hundreds of free Power Break videos, sign up for our free e-newsletter, and learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telephone counseling practice, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor who will help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life. That's at CatholicCounselors.com. And please don't forget to go to KOFC.org and click the box marked Help Hurricane Victims. That's to help all the victims of Hurricane Harvey. That's KOFC.org. God bless. Have a great day.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506. Light of the East. Weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I am Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, pilgrimage is more than just a journey with a destination. It is an essential aspect of prayer and spirituality. A timely and urgent place of pilgrimage today is Fatima.
Saturday evenings at 8:30 and Sunday morning.